Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They've played eight games. They've got eight to go. This is the perfect benchmark to have conversations like this one. I posted a poll on Twitter, at Grant H. Paulson. Gave you three options. And I think these are the, we kind of cooked this up, these are the right three guys.
Yeah, that's what we think, right?
Team MVP halfway through the year. Zach Brown, best player on the defense. Chris Thompson, best player on the offense. Kirk Cousins, irreplaceable quarterback who has given you a chance in just about every single game. Of those three guys, which is your MVP? And I'm surprised to say that after 320 votes, Zach Brown's got about half of them. Thompson, 29%. Cousins, 23%. Zach Brown with a huge edge, 48% of votes so far. You can go to Grant H. Paulson to vote. Todd's in Richmond. Who's your Redskins MVP at the halfway point, Todd?
Well, I was going to say Thompson, but I keep going back to, you know, Brown. I mean, he's just a beast on defense. I can't go with Cousins because it may just be me, but he's inaccurate. Our receivers just haven't made too many adjustments to his throw.
Zach Brown, by the way, one-year contract. So as happy as I am about his season, I'm curious what you think about this. I mean, he could be a one-hit wonder, a flash in the pan, and be gone and gets paid somewhere else next year.
Yeah, that's going to be terrible if we get rid of him. Then we're going to have to redo our defense again. But we still got Kerrigan, you know, which is still a beast. But my vote goes with Brown.
I appreciate you. I disagree with his point on the accuracy of Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, me too. I thought
that was
curious. One
of the most accurate statistical quarterbacks in league history, 68% this year. Ball placement this past week, as an example, was pretty good.
He's fourth in the NFL in completion percentage. And for those that think all he does is throw the ball close or behind the line of scrimmage, does not make the top 10 in that category, for example.
Yeah.
Like Drew Brees does, throws the ball at or behind the line of scrimmage. Alex Smith does. A lot of guys throw the ball at or around the line of scrimmage. Cousins is not in the top 10. He's probably in the teens, middle of the pack somewhere. Last year led the league in air yards. Still had a great completion percentage. If you got criticisms, I'm fine with that. But accuracy,
and there's probably
isn't
other ways to justify accuracy other than just completion percentage. Because you could say he throws it behind a guy and he catches it.
Sure.
The Redskins wide receivers on the outside have not had good hands. So if anything, his completion percentage is indicative of maybe him being less accurate, more accurate, I should say, than he's been, because a lot of drops this season as well. So I'll disagree with that point, but he went back to Zach Brown. Are you surprised that he's leading the vote right now?
I am a little bit because, well, because I think there's so many guys on the defense that have improved. Maybe because everybody kind of realizes how starved this defense was for somebody that could just make a damn play. I mean, think about everything last year. Not only was it that guys aren't in the right spots, not only did they not seem to know what was coming, not only were they vanilla, predictable, pedestrian, and incapable, but even if someone was there, they weren't making the tackle. Zach Brown makes the tackle. DJ Swearinger makes the tackle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, now I know Swearinger missed Aguilar in week one, and people are going to point to that, but for the most part, think about the number of times Swearinger in space just jacking guys up, driving them to the ground. Zach Brown the same way.
He's been great.
They've been great, I think.
Yes. It's harder to tackle than it's ever been.
Yeah.
And those guys have done it at a high level. I think that the reason you're going to vote for Zach Brown is because there's really been no negative. And that isn't to say there aren't plays that he hasn't executed proficiently. He's been beaten for a couple touchdowns by tight ends. He's been beaten in coverage a couple times. He's been late getting out to cover in the red zone one or two times. I'm not saying he's been perfect, but the body of work every single week has been, that was their best player on defense, and one of the reasons why they played a competitive game on that side of the ball was because he was outstanding. There has been no game where he didn't show up. There's been no game where three or four times you didn't say, thank goodness 53 is out there and healthy and on our side. Whereas Chris Thompson, as an example, this past week against Seattle, was just one, could have been anybody.
Yeah,
I mean, that could have been P. Ryan. That could have been Rob Kelly. And that's not a knock on Chris Thompson, who had one great run in the game for 11 yards, and they were trying to run some clock down at the end of the half. But teams are going to try to take him away. Let's go to Steven in Winchester on the Fan. What's up, Steven?
Hey, Steven.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I think Zach Brown, I vote for Zach Brown, and I think that he should have been the number one Halloween costume because he is one of the scariest men alive. If I were on the field not wearing the Redskins jersey, I would be afraid to be around him because he is awesome. And the previous guy, saying Kirk was inaccurate is wrong. All the wide receivers are dropping passes left and right, thrown right into the breadbasket.
Yeah, and it's not like every one of Cousins' throws is on point.
Yeah, he missed Vernon Davis.
That's the position,
by the way. It happens. I mean, but to Zach Brown.
Do people realize he's on pace for 170 tackles? Here's a better question, I guess.
You can hear that and go, okay.
Yeah.
Do people know
how many tackles that is? I mean, what an astronomical, ridiculous total that
100
is.
Tackle season, you go, oh, that's awesome. Way to
go.
Great
year. The benchmark. Did you have 100 tackles this year? You played 16 games? Good for you, man. That's consistent.
A little over six a game. Good.
170 tackles?
That's dumb. That's just dumb.
He had a $149 last year, and I was throwing the number around like I was getting paid to do it this offseason because it's such a crazy number.
Like, if you played Tecmo Bowl and guessed the play every time, you still wouldn't have 170 tackles over the course of a season. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I know that he has to want to resign. And that if you're him,
I want him to want to.
You probably would be fine waiting until free agency to get the most money possible. If the Redskins came to you with a lucrative offer right now, there's absolutely reason to accept it, number one. Mm-hmm. But number two, I just need to know that they've done that. I need to know that they have approached him in season. Matter of fact, I'm going to text Hoffman. Maybe we can get him to ask Jay Gruden about that today. Has there been any talk with Zach Brown about an extension? Or are you guys as an organization against doing that in season for whatever reason? Because it does seem to me like they are hesitant to make decisions before the end of a year for whatever reason.
Now, they were smart.
I've seen enough here.
They were smart with Chris Thompson, for example. If you did this extension that he signed before the year, you did it now, it will cost you a lot more money.
No, but that's great. But the example would be they didn't sign Chris Thompson early. They waited until a couple of years later and kind of, let's see if he can stay healthy. Let's wait and see. With Zach Brown, there's a track record here. This guy was the second team All-Pro last year. He can play. He's better than Mason Foster, and he's better than Will Compton. He was the day he got here. He will be the day he leaves here. You know what he is. You know what he's not. He's great, and he's playing great. Please try to sign him.
So when I bring up Chris Thompson, it's to say that they are capable, the non-Kirk Cousins division, of signing somebody when they play well for you, instead of just waiting till the very end to see that you want to play well, want them to play well even more. That's the only reason I bring it up. You're right about the timeline. They had their uncertainty about a guy that was oft injured. If you were uncertain about Zach Brown, please be certain. Find that certainty. Find that same level of certainty that you got a great value on Chris Thompson, the guy that's leading you your team in receiving yards and rushing yards at the same time. Well, Zach Brown might lead your team in everything but sacks by the end of the season, whether it's passes defended or everything else. He does everything. He is a wrecking ball for you. Get that done.
More of him, please. That's the kind of guy you build an outfit around. You want to be a good defense for years. You lock up a guy like Josh Norman, which is done. You lock up a guy like Ryan Kerrigan, which is done. You lock up Zach Brown. You build around pillars. You set a foundation of culture changers, of guys who play every single down at a million miles an hour, and who play hurt and don't come off the field. That's the core of your defense. And you got one now at every level. Kerrigan up front, middle of the linebacking core anchored by Brown, and Norman on the back end. You got to find a way to keep him here. You can vote again on the Redskins midseason MVP at Grant H. Paulson. Zach Brown, Chris Thompson, Kirk Cousins. Right now, 46% of about 500 of you saying that Brown is the MVP. 29% going with Thompson. 25% going with the quarterback, Kirk Cousins. We'll scout the Minnesota Vikings next. Ben Gessling covers the Vikes in Minneapolis. He joins us in moments on Grant and Danny.
2017, Ford Explorer, $275 a month for 36-month lease. Ooh, that's pretty good. 2018, that's a 2018, mind you. Found me make note, not a 2017, a 2018. Ford Escape, $225 a month for a 36-month lease. Oh, is that a good deal, Danny? I don't really know. I'm here to tell you, yes, it is. Where do you get them? Tedbert Ford. That's where. Go see these guys. Now, you want to buy something? You're in the market to buy? You can do this. 2017 Ford Explorer, $325 a month, 0% APR for 72 months. Plus, about $4,000 customer cash. 2017 Ford Fusion? Why, just like mine. It's downstairs charging up right now. I've been to the gas station twice since I got that car in May. It is gone till November. That's right, gone till November. I don't go to the gas station. I charge my car. That's pretty good value. How about this value? $199 a month and 0% APR for 72 months. Plus, again, $4,000 customer cash. The point is this. A lot of 2017s are on the lot right now in Fairfax and Chantilly. They got to go. 0% financing for 72 months, rather, plus $1,000 cash on all the 2017 models you can shake a stick at. Go see my pals at Tedbert Ford and tell them Danny sent you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.